This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. Old school video games are making a comeback. While video game companies explore new virtual reality, one of the most sought-after products in gaming is a new version of Nintendo's first video game system from the 1980s. It's been sold out since the holidays. To understand the appeal of older games, WBHM's Stephen Bisaha stopped by a vintage video game night in Birmingham's Avondale neighborhood.
As a kid in the 80s, Brian Teasley spent a lot of time in arcades. He remembers one day in an old arcade in Hoover called Wizard's Palace. ZZ Top's Eliminator album was blaring in the background. Teasley was playing a game called Moon Patrol, and he had the high score.
8 kids were kind of cheering me on and antagonizing me at the same time. Balls were being batted around at the batting cages, and all the other games were there, and there was a smell of crappy pizza in the room. It was just kind of a perfect moment, you know.
Teasley now owns Saturn, a music venue in Avondale. A few times a year, he tries to recapture that scene, minus the crappy pizza, with vintage video game night. Kyle Farmer works at Saturn and spends about 8 hours setting up the event. He's running power cords and making sure everything still works. A few dozen video game systems dating from the 70s to the mid-2000s are spread across the floor. Farmer flips on an old Sega Genesis, a system from the late 80s.
Sega!
You were either a Sega kid or a Super Nintendo kid growing up.
What were you?
I was a Sega Genesis kid.
Oh, I was Nintendo, so I guess...
Well, actually, now I would rather play Super Nintendo.
Are you trying to get on my good side now?
Farmer says growing up, he was told video games were a waste of time. He says it's gratifying to prove otherwise.
I was always sort of told that playing video games or being interested in them wouldn't lead to any future success. There's sort of that aspect, too, that, you know, I get paid to sort of keep a collection going and set up video games.
Vindication for your younger self sitting in front of the TV.
Absolutely. All those years were worth something.
An hour or so into the night, dozens of gamers are firing up the old systems. Some hop from game to game while others hunker down in one spot, eyes glued to the screen. Jacob Matherson is playing NBA Jam on a Super Nintendo.
I think it came out in 94, right?
I don't really know. I don't remember.
Matherson is trash-talking with Manny Rosas. They grew up together in L.A.
He lived like across the street, and I would just come over because my parents couldn't afford the gaming system, and they were a little bit better off, so yeah. And we actually stole this game from the store.
Lots of gamers are hunting for that favorite childhood game. Others are trying out systems that came out decades before they were born. 20-year-old Abigail Yaus is playing a ColecoVision. It's an old system from the early 80s with a controller that looks more like a TV remote. Yao says video games made her who she is today.
I learned how to read because I wanted to read the text in video games, and it got me into school early. Like, they've changed my entire life, and I don't think I could ever give up playing them.
Some gamers don't even have to sit down with a game for the memories to start rushing back. For truck driver Woody Sellers, just walking past someone playing Grand Theft Auto triggers the smell of his parents' musty basement. He kept his Xbox there in high school.
It takes you back to that moment, wherever you are, where that piece of media intersected with an important event in your life or something impactful where you can remember it.
A huge part of the night is purely about nostalgia. But that's hardly a bad thing for the gamers huddled up close to the different screens. It's a chance not just to remember, but actually replay childhood memories. For WBHM, I'm Stephen Bisaha.